We're going to talk about patience, tolerance, and humility. One of the most important things we should learn is to practice patience, tolerance, and humility in all of our affairs. And the greatest of these is humility. Many years ago, my first sponsor told me, "Who do you think you are? You got to get rid of that ego and get some humility." Since that day, I have tried to define humility and then put it into practice in my everyday life. It has been an uphill battle all the way, and I fear that even after over 48 years, I'm still struggling to overcome that egotistical urge that I know more than God and therefore can control my life without His help. However, don't we all do that? How God must shake His head in despair when He sees His children frantically dashing around, messing things up, and never taking the time to stop and listen to His guidance. Yes, who do we think we are? I've seen 45-foot seas coming over the bow of my ship in a storm in the mighty Pacific, and I've sat in a canoe and watched the beautiful sunset reflected in the still waters of a wilderness lake. My dad, an artist, taught me to appreciate the brilliant fall colors in the woodlands of New England. Countless times I've looked up at the myriad of stars in the sky and realized that what I was looking at was only the smallest portion of the vast expanse surrounding our little planet. At various times I have been blessed to see the activities of the creatures God has put here on Earth, from the tiniest ant to the great whales and elephants. What monstrous egos we have to think that we are better than the creator of this magnificent universe. In the words of a beautiful old song, "How great thou art." Yes, my God, how great thou art, and how insignificant I am. Why can't I get things in the proper perspective? Another great book, the Bible, is a profound phrase that says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity," or love. These three. But the greatest of these is charity, or love. If we can only learn the true meaning of the term love and apply it to our relationship with all people, we will learn to have humility, for then we will put others before ourselves. We're told, "Do ye unto others as you would have them do unto you." Once we overcome that ego, we'll begin to do just that, and we will be expressing true humility through our love for others. In As Bill Sees It, Bill W. tells us, "In all these strivings, so many of them well-intentioned, our crippling handicap was our lack of humility. We lacked the perspective to see that character building and spiritual values had to come first, and that material satisfaction was simply byproducts and not the chief aim in life. In my AA experience, I have seen progress and events that could only be described as miraculous. But there have been also many devastating events that in retrospect could only be the result of my egotistical thinking taking over. Every time this has occurred, a period of soul searching, meditation, and prayer has made me realize the true cause of the problem. And then by taking a step to surrender to His will and turn it all over to God, I was able to stop looking at the problem and begin to see the solution. Always at this point, things began to get better, and the result was a better situation than the one that had previously existed. Going against God's will had gotten me into trouble, but the minute I decided to obey Him, my life became prosperous and happy again. It's taken many years, and perhaps I haven't arrived there yet. But for today, anyhow, I will say, O Lord, not my will, but